Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Sean Adams. He's the co-founder and COO of Heroic Voice Academy. Sean, welcome to our podcast.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I love the name of your academy. It's called Heroic Voice. What was the origin story of why you chose to create this academy?
Well, one of the things that we believe in is everybody is a superhero. Everybody has some kind of superpower within them. And oftentimes that need to be able to express that inner gift, that inner unique skill set is needed to be done through being able to communicate verbally. So we help people find that personal heroic voice and then be able to share it with the world that's in alignment with who they are and that helps to solve the problems of the people they interact with.
And when did you realize that you personally had a gift to share your voice?
I've been doing this for probably more decades than I care like to let people know about, but I've have the experience of both formal teaching experience. So I have a master's degree in education, so I know how to help people learn very effectively. And one of the best ways to do that is through speaking and communication. And I also have the personal development background. So I also understand what motivates people to move forward and have the success. So combining my formal education background with my personal development, with my psychology degrees, with my theology degree, understanding people's, what really makes them tick internally, all of that really kind of brought me to this point of saying, I need to help people get in touch with themselves and then be able to express that in a way that is in alignment with their true gifts.
Great. So that's what you do, but still, maybe I should have clarified the question again. Were you 7 years old when you gave a speech and you inspired your class, but what was the origin story of why you even love to do what you do?
I think I've always been somebody who loves to talk and loves to solve problems. That's really probably where it all started, even as a kid back in grade school. I was part of a gifted program, and that was my favorite thing to do at the gifted workshops would be to solve problems. So that's what I see a lot of what I'm doing now is helping people solve that problem of, I'm really, really passionate about this and nobody else cares to listen. So I can help them learn to express it. So I'm just solving that problem of getting people's passions expressed in a way that gets connected with the people who can help them achieve the global impact they're looking for. So that's, I would say, since I was a kid, it's always been my thing.
Nice. And the thing is, I don't know if people realize how powerful and important communication skills is, because Warren Buffett, one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world, talks about how if you learn how to communicate, specifically public speak, it'll just be exponentially more helpful in your career. And I find I've been speaking for the last 20 years as an actual professional. I find even executives, when they're at a level, they don't even speak that well. But if you're not there yet, then you have to understand how to speak well. So for you, when you go through some of your client stories and experiences, what are some of the big barriers that you feel that they face that you're able to push through so that they can be that heroic voice?
Yeah, one of the things that stands out to us, LinkedIn in one of their most recent articles talked about the three soft skills that are most important in the world, and communication is one of those three that everyone needs to develop. And I mean, I look at everything from one of the founders of an investment firm here in Silicon Valley to one of the vice presidents of LinkedIn, and it always comes back to that problem of, I need to make sure that the folks that I'm interacting with, and this is one of the things, we never talk about giving presentations, we talk about conversations, because we believe that it's a interaction with your audience, it's not a talking at your audience. And when we teach people that, it significantly shifts the effectiveness of whatever conversation they're having. So kind of to what you're asking for, what I consistently see is that shift of mindset from talking at to conversing with. And when that mindset sinks in and you learn the techniques to effectively do that, the outcomes of every conversation significantly increase.
That's awesome. Do you have any specific examples of clients you've worked with? And just share us again what his or her journey was in terms of where they began with you and then what breakthroughs they were able to have because of you.
Sure. We've got one of our clients, his name is Tom. He's one of the founders of Founders X, which is an investing firm here in Silicon Valley. in startups, and they're very specific on what they do. And he's a college professor. He teaches in China and at Stanford. And he still realized that he wasn't really communicating well. He has lots of knowledge, but he couldn't express it in a way that was resonating. So when we sat down and worked with him on coaching and helped him really develop his entire message portfolio, he found his ability to connect with his students, his potential investees, his co-investors on Founders X, all those communications really increased, and they've become a lot more efficient and a lot more effective in making the right choices in the investments they're doing. Another great example is a woman down in...
Wait, but before we go on to the next one, what specifically did you tell him? What specifically did you coach him? I want to really dive into the details because I want to listen to really understand, okay, great story, but what specifically did you share with him in terms of strategies and tips?
So we judge every conversation that we have with somebody. We our way of assessing is based around what we call the connection triangle. And we believe there's this concept of the connection triangle where connection happens when you're able to connect with your audience, you're able to connect to your message, and you're able to get your audience to connect to your message. So there's that three legs of the triangle. And in each leg, you have to be able to connect both intellectually and emotionally. And so that's what we really worked with him on, was first understanding the connection triangle, looking for where he was either not effectively connecting with his audience or not effectively getting his audience to connect to his message. Because he could talk to his message till he was blue in the face because he's a super smart dude. But he would forget that there's an audience, that an audience of actual humans. So we taught him some techniques to really learn to connect to that audience better. And then we taught him some engagement comprehension techniques to get that audience of humans to better resonate with what his message is. So that connection triangle is kind of the foundation of everything we teach. And when you really learn to implement that, your effectiveness in achieving your outcomes goes up well.
Yeah, I've met enough of those individuals where they have the pedigree of working or teaching at Stanford. They have the mind, but frankly, they're like the most boring. I mean, this is not typecast. I'm just saying there are specific people I've met who play on the fact that there are these very name brand schools, but they have like the most monotone voice. They literally look like they woke up from a nap and they're very condescending. So in your particular client's case, what was one specific thing you suggested for him to do to connect better? Was it changing their tone of voice? Was it more structural or foundational where, hey, can you share a story? But like, what specifically did you actually help him to connect better with their, what you call a human audience?
So it came down to story with him, and it came down to a story that wasn't an intellectual story, but it came down to vulnerability. Being able to share a story that shows his own heart, his own passion about his topic. And either challenges he's personally had, but being able to be vulnerable, being able to open up from that heart place, because then the audience quickly said, oh my God, this isn't just a really smart dude. It's somebody who really cares. And I've been in that place with him. I've had those emotional experiences. So when we taught him to be able to connect with his own emotions first, and then be able to connect the audience to the similar emotions, because now they're in that emotional state, which makes it easier for them to really resonate with whatever it is that he's attempting to connect them with.
That's perfect advice, Sean. I mean, frankly, any form of communication is about connections. I love how you shared a story with very specific details about that. Thank you so much for that. How can our guests stay in touch with you, connect with you, be part of your academy?
Yeah, so what we just invite people to do is go to yourheroicvoice.com. Gives you an opportunity to identify kind of which path you're on, because we've designed the path to be really specific to meet people where they're at. So they may just want to develop public speaking skills, that's great, or they may be ready to be that C-suite executive, and we help them there with those really high stakes conversations. So we just let people identify where they're at, and then we meet them with where they're at with our trainings.
That's awesome. I'm really inspired by the work you do, Sean, and keep doing it because, again, all of us have a voice. And I hope you help more people share their voice. Have a great day, Sean. Thank you.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.